everyone, and welcome to Leap of Faith Podcast. I'm Lorraine, I'm your host, and today is Wednesday, so we are episode 101.4, and we are in Judges chapter 19. So welcome to everybody out there. Thank you for joining me yet another day reading one chapter of God's Word. I'm so glad you're able to take a little bit of time out of your day. So I know yesterday I mentioned that it looked like today we were going to be reading about the Levite priest. I don't think it's the same Levite priest from yesterday. I think this is a separate story that we're coming into, and it's a different, it's just a completely different history. And I think chapter 20 is also, it's kind of going to be continued on, because I started to cheat and read a little bit ahead. But I've already read through this. It's not a good story. It's not pretty what happens, but I do remember reading this with my friend Sharon a couple months ago. So I am going to go ahead and pray, and then I'm going to give you your Bible verse. If you're new, welcome. I'm glad that you're able to find us. I don't know, again, I always say this, I don't know when you're finding this. I don't know if it's like today, or if it's a year from now, or I have no idea. I'm just glad that you're able to find us. It's not an accident. There's a reason why you found this particular podcast. So I'm going to pray. Oh, and say thank you to the longtime listeners / watchers. Glad you're able to continue on this journey with us. So, and I said us, Fridays I do it with Jeremiah. 4 days a week I do it by myself. That's for your newcomers. So if you stay tuned and come in on Friday, you'll get to see Jeremiah. All right, so let's go ahead and pray, and then we will say, I'll say the verse of the day, I'm sorry, and then we'll read our chapter. Okay, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful and so grateful for all that you do, all that you provide, everything that we have, and it doesn't matter what it is. You know, you provide food and clothing and places to live, and I hope that anybody who's listening to this has all these things that we're talking about. God provides, we know that. You know, maybe it's not the most fanciest house, maybe it's not the fanciest car, the most updated car. Maybe it's, you know, not the most fanciest food, but who cares? God is providing what it is that we need in this moment. And we're thankful for whatever it is that he is providing for us. He gives us what we need, and he knows what we need even before we know what it is. I am thankful mostly for the gift of Jesus Christ, his son, his sacrifice on the cross, for our sins. We have the promise of eternity in heaven. We have forgiveness of our sins because he was obedient and did what God asked him to do. He died a horrible death so that we can be free. I pray blessings over every person out there who's listening, watching. I pray for the newcomers. I pray for the future listeners, whoever they may be. I pray for more people to join in on this journey. It is amazing what we learn every day, just getting to know God every single day, what he's doing. So I pray blessings over every person who's out there listening, watching, and I pray for more. I ask you to watch over our families and friends, and for anybody who needs healing, I pray over their hearts, their minds, their souls. Whoever needs healing out there, God, come and be a part of that and take care of them in the way that only you can take care of it. I pray that we are in your will, Lord. I pray that we are walking in the footsteps that you are laying out for us. You are a God of order, and you want us to be doing exactly what you want us to be doing in that time. So, Lord, just help us to be who you want us to be in this moment, and doing exactly what you want us to be doing in this moment. Lord, we invite you into this time in your word. We ask you to anoint it. And Holy Spirit, come, be a part of this. Inhabit our hearts and our thoughts and our minds, and guide and direct us during this Bible study. Lord, take us where you want us to go. Let us meet the people you want us to meet. Let us say the words you want us to say, and keep us out of your way. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so today, again, we're still in Proverbs for the verse of the day. And it is Proverbs, obviously, because it's the 25th. Today's October 25th, 2023. So I don't know if you're listening to this, you know, a year from now, 10 years from now, 6 months from now, I don't know. But today is October 25th, and I prayed about it because I was not feeling, you know, I can figure it out. So God put this in my path, whatever, when I was reading through it. So it's chapter 25, verse 11. Timely advice is lovely, like golden apples in a silver basket. Timely advice. Advice either given or received in a timely manner. You know, I think that it's all in God's time. And when it's in the right time, it's like golden apples in a silver basket. You know, it's sweet. It's perfect. That's the way I read this particular. So, you know, sometimes people are quick to give advice before they're even asked for it. I've done it. I'm guilty. Maybe waiting to be asked for advice is always good. Just saying. So, that's the verse of the day. Take it for what you think it might be. Maybe you got a better idea what it might read, but that's the way I read it. All right. We are in chapter 19 of Judges. It gets a little tiny bit graphic, so just be prepared. And we are episode 101.4. The Levite and his concubine. Now, in those days, Israel had no king. There was a man from the tribe of Levi living in a remote area of the hill country of Ephraim. One day he brought home a woman from Bethlehem in Judah to be his concubine. But she became angry with him and returned to her father's home in Bethlehem. About four months, her husband set out for Bethlehem to speak personally to her and persuade her to come back. He took with him a servant and a pair of donkeys. When he arrived at her father's house, her father saw him and welcomed him. Her father urged him to stay a while, so he stayed 3 days eating, drinking, and sleeping there. On the fourth day, the man was up early, ready to leave. But the woman's father said to his son-in-law, "Have something to eat before you go." So the two men sat down together and had something to eat and drink. Then the woman's father said, "Please stay another night and enjoy yourself." The man got up to leave, but his father-in-law kept urging him to stay. So he finally gave in and stayed the night. On the morning of the fifth day, he was up early again, ready to leave, and again the woman's father said, "Have something to eat, then you can leave later this afternoon." So they had another day of feasting. Later, as the man and his concubine and servant were preparing to leave, his father-in-law said, "Look, it's almost evening. Stay the night and enjoy yourself. Tomorrow you can get up early and be on your way." But this time, the man was determined to leave. So he took his two saddled donkeys and his concubine and headed in the direction of Jebus, that is Jerusalem. It was late in the day when they neared Jebus, Jerusalem, and the man's servant said to him, "Let's stop at this Jebusite town and spend the night there." "No," his master said, "we can't stay in this foreign town where there are no Israelites. Instead, we will go on to Gibeah. Come on, let's try to get as far as Gibeah or Ramah, and we'll spend the night in one of those towns." So they went on. The sun was setting as they came to Gibeah, a town in the land of Benjamin. So they stopped there to spend the night. They rested in the town square, but no one took them in for the night. That evening, an old man came home from his work in the fields. He was from the hill country of Ephraim, but he was living in Gibeah, where the people were from the tribe of Benjamin. When he saw the travelers sitting in the town square, he asked them where they were from and where they were going. "We have been in Bethlehem in Judah," the man replied. "We are on our way to a remote area in the hill country of Ephraim, which is my home. I traveled to Bethlehem, and now I'm returning home. But no one has taken us in for the night, even though we have everything we need. We have straw and feed for our donkeys, and plenty of bread and wine for ourselves." "You are welcome to stay with me," the old man said. "I will give you anything you might need. But whatever you do, don't spend the night in the square." So he took them home with him and fed the donkeys. After they washed their feet, they ate and drank together. While they were enjoying themselves, a crowd of troublemakers from the town surrounded the house. They began beating at the door and shouting to the old man, "Bring out the man who is staying with you so we can have sex with him." The old man stepped outside to talk to them. "No, my brothers, don't do such an evil thing, for this man is a guest in my house, and such a thing would be shameful. Here, take my virgin daughter and this man's concubine. I will bring them out to you, and you can abuse them and do whatever you like. But don't do such a shameful thing to this man." But they wouldn't listen to him, so the Levite took hold of his concubine and pushed her out the door. The men of the town abused her all night, taking turns raping her until morning. Finally, at dawn, they let her go. At daybreak, the woman returned to the house where her husband was staying. She collapsed at the door of the house and lay there until it was light. When her husband opened the door to leave, there lay his concubine with her hands on the threshold. He said, "Get up, let's go." But there was no answer, so he put her body on his donkey and took her home. This is horrible. When he got home, he took a knife and cut his concubine's body into 12 pieces. Then he sent one piece to each tribe throughout the territory of Israel. Everyone who saw it said, "Such a horrible crime has not been committed in all the time since Israel left Egypt. Think about it. What are we going to do? Who's going to speak up?" Okay, this is a crazy story. It's awful. I don't know what led to this. I don't know why this man felt like he had to get going. I don't know. I have no idea. This is like such a crazy story. But I do know that I started to read into the next one, and it's a continuation into the next chapter. So maybe we'll get a little bit of clarity. I'm not sure if this guy was doing what God wanted him to do. I think it's interesting that he got to the town of Gibeah because he thought that there was going to be Israelites there, I guess, which there are. They were from, so he was living in Gibeah where the people were from the tribe of Benjamin. When he saw the travelers sitting in the town square, he asked where they're, okay, so it's a little confusing to me. I don't know. I'm a little confused. I did highlight a little bit of things. I highlighted that she got angry with him and left him and went back to, in the very beginning. In it looks like 2. She came angry with him and returned to her father's home in Bethlehem. But then 4 months later, he waits 4 months to go get her. I don't know why. I don't know what that's about. Her husband set out for Bethlehem to speak to her personally and persuade her to come back. His father-in-law, you know, welcomes him in, and he urges him to stay, so he stays for 3 days. On the fourth day, he's ready to leave, but then his father-in-law says, "No, stay another night," you know, and he persuades him to stay, so he stays. On the morning of the fifth day, he's up and early, ready to go. Father-in-law persuades him to stay until the afternoon, and, you know, and then like, oh, it's already, you know, getting dark. It's almost evening. You shouldn't go out at dark. You should stay. The guy's like, no, I am determined. Now, I don't know what it's like to travel, but back then there weren't street lights, there weren't roads, you know, so kind of dangerous to be out there walking, if you ask me. So he's determined to leave, gets his donkeys, gets his concubine, and they're on their way to Jerusalem. And his servants trying to get him to stay in, let's stop at this Jebusite town and spend the night here. So they didn't quite make it to, it was late in the day when they neared Jebus, but they weren't quite there yet, I don't think. So they get to Gibeah. Come on, let's get as far as Gibeah. They get to Gibeah, a town in the land of Benjamin. There we go. So Benjamin is one of the tribes of, you know, the one of the 12 tribes, right? So then, you pop down, the guy, you know, coming in from the fields, lets him stay there. Then, while they were enjoying themselves, a crowd of troublemakers from the town surrounded the house. Now, are these guys from the tribe of Benjamin? Or why would they want to kill somebody who's part of the, you know, the nation of Israel? I don't know. That doesn't make, and have sex with them. That doesn't make any sense to me. Okay. So the old man gets outside on behalf of him. He's like, no, don't do such an evil thing. This guy's a guest in my house. Here, take my virgin daughter. Who does that? Who would send their virgin daughter out there? That's crazy. For somebody he doesn't even know. So there's so many, like, question marks around this little bit of history here. But they wouldn't listen to him. So the Levite takes his concubine, throws her. So the person who he came back for, specifically, he shoves out there. They abuse her. They rape her until she's almost dead. She crawls up to the doorstep. And that's where he finds her the next day. And when he gets home, he cuts her up into 12 pieces, sends them out to all the 12 tribes. And everyone who saw it says, what a horrible crime that's been committed. Not one like this since we left Egypt. They're like, well, who's going to speak up about this? Okay, so many question marks regarding this little bit of history. So I think we're going to get some more information here. I don't know if we're starting a war here. I have no idea. But we will get into it. Tomorrow. Many questions. Many, many, many questions to be answered. I'm trying to find my little marking pen. All right. Well, that's it for today. I'm sorry I'm not a scholar. I'm sorry I haven't gone to... I don't even know if anybody who's actually been to seminary has actually, like... I don't know. I don't know if they know this... well enough to be able to explain it or not. It's an interesting little bit of history. Well, that's it for today. But as always, I will not leave you without giving you the opportunity to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If you haven't done it today, if you haven't done it at all, but if you feel like God is calling you, which I bet you He is, because you wouldn't be at this podcast if you weren't supposed to hear this message. So if you haven't made Jesus Lord of your life, this is your moment. I will say the prayer. You can say it with me. It's not about me. It's not about my prayer. It's about your heart and what God is calling you to do. So I'm going to lead you in the prayer. If you feel like this is your moment, please say it with me. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, today I put my trust in you. I am not perfect and know that I have sinned against you. Please forgive me. I thank you for the sacrifice of your Son Jesus on the cross. It's his perfect and spotless blood that covers all of my sins, past, present, and future. On this day, I accept him as my Lord and Savior into my heart and will live my life for him. thank you for my salvation in Jesus' name. Amen. If you said that prayer for the first time, congratulations. Welcome into this family of believers. It's a new life. It's a new birthday. So mark it down. We always say mark it in your Bible if this is the one you're using with us. It's the one we've been using for the last couple of years. Mark it under today's reading. Mark it on your phone. Mark it on your wall calendar. Whatever it is, it's going to remind you every year. You won't ever forget. My day was April 12th. There you go. So I remember April 12th is my birthday. We also strongly recommend that you get to a church. Becoming part of a church is very important. You want to be able to fellowship with other Christians, learn from them, get to a pastor maybe, somebody who is a little more seasoned and can answer questions that you may have. But start your journey, get involved with the church, either in a ministry or volunteer work or mission work, whatever you pray about, what God is leading you to do, go do it. Because we want to be obedient to what God is telling us. And if you did receive Christ today, we'd love to hear from you. You can email Lorraine@leapoffaithpodcast.org or Jeremiah@leapoffaithpodcast.org if you feel more comfortable with a man. You can leave a message on Facebook or Instagram. However you want to communicate with us, we'd love to hear from you. So like us, follow us on any one of these platforms. The more followers we get, the bigger it gets. And I don't know how it all works, but we want to get the word out there. So please like us, follow us, whatever it is that the internet, the web, whatever, social media. I'm not good with this stuff. All right. Well, that's it for today. I'm so glad you're able to stop and listen or watch. It's always a joy for me to be able to do this, to lead this Bible study. So that's it for today. I don't know what time of day it is, morning, noon, or night, but I'm glad you were here. So God bless you. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow.